Now, for a formal meeting, I would say 9:30 or 9:45, but just in everyday conversation, I'd say what I did say.
Sure. I'm convinced we all speak several languages to different audiences at different times. I'm sure to my classes, I think it's the same language I use to my family, especially to my little boy. You have no farm background.
No, I haven't.
So I'll be able to cut out some of these things. I have my people call the hogs for me sometimes.
Man,
in Stark County called them for me Tuesday, I guess it was. I think he's going to break the tape recorder. Said you could hear him for 3 miles, and I believe him.
Well, I remember an uncle of mine calling pigs, pigs. There's an uncle by marriage.
If I had that tape, I'd play it, but I don't have it with me. Well, you might say, we had some pretty bad weather last year. I hope we have better weather
this year.
But there is a point in it. So what, the farmer might say, how would you refer it, rather? How would you refer it to something that happened 12 months ago? You'd say, it happened about
a year ago.
Now, if you had some bad weather this morning and better weather this afternoon, you might say, it looks like the weather is
changing.
That could be either way, couldn't it?
Yeah, it's changing for the better or for the worse.
Did you ever say the weather, it's like the weather's faring off or clearing? Or
I might say clearing, but not faring off.
I would say clearing up.
Clearing up, I might.
I would say faring up or faring off, either one.
No, I've never heard that.
If you had a lot of rain with some flashes and some noise, you might say we had a pretty bad
thunderstorm.
And today the wind blows. Yesterday the wind
was calm.
Or on the opposite of that was yesterday the wind.
I might say blustery.
Okay. If you look out the window in the morning, you can't see much. The sun should be out. Looks like it might be, but there's a heavy
mist or haze. I think I'd rather, in the wintertime, I think I'd be more apt to say mist. I think of haze all connected with Indian summer.
I suppose there's another term for mist you might use.
Fog.
You might say the weather, today it's very, using an adjective, as an adjective, it's very
foggy.
People will say fog and foggy. Mixing up. If you didn't have any rain for 6 weeks, you might say we had quite a
dry spell.
Or if you didn't have any rain for 6 months, that would be quite a...
Might be quite a catastrophe.
That's true. Impossible around here, I think.
But I have any special word except something like calamity or catastrophe.
You wouldn't say drought. Probably wouldn't use that one.
Now that's a word actually that always bothers me. Drought, I guess, as well as I would say it.
There are different concepts of what this is, depending on how long it is, depending on where you are in the country. Some will say 6 weeks drought. Some will say drought. Some will say drought. Well, if you didn't have much wind this morning, but had quite a bit in the afternoon, you might say wind is
blowing up, increasing.
Say rising?
Hardly.
And if you had a good bit of wind in the morning, but not much in the afternoon, you might say it looks like the wind is
dying down.
And late October, you look out on the buildings and you see some white stuff. It's not snow, but it's a heavy
frost.
You'd never call that a freeze. And so you might say it was so cold last night that the lake
froze.
In the room
I might say froze over.
Either way. Now the room we're in right now you'd call the
living room.
Remember an older term they might have used when you were a child?
Oh yes, parlor and sitting room.
They were the same thing? The parlor?
No. This room actually was made out of two, so that's what made me think of it. That used to be the parlor, and this used to be the sitting room.
You never went in that, you did go in that.
Well, I didn't live here then. But, in my home, that I remember as a child, we had a parlor and a sitting room, but we actually didn't use it as lots of people did a parlor.